AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is shifting away from bipartisanship in his push for a big coronavirus economic relief bill. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says the urgency should be clear.
A lot of folks are losing hope.
And while he'd like to act with Republican support, they want a far smaller package and are essentially telling struggling Americans to sit tight. Things will eventually get better, much more slowly than necessary.
I can't in good conscience do that.
The president's remarks came hours after Senate Democrats moved to push his plan through without Republican backing, a step toward final approval next month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The government says only 49,000 jobs were added last month. Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton, says this is bad.
Just a train wreck. What we're seeing in the labor market is underlying deterioration after some improvement over the spring and summer months of last year.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says coronavirus deaths are down. It's the same story with coronavirus cases.
The number of new cases on February 3rd, approximately 121,000, represents a 61% decrease since the peak on January 8th.
The Pentagon will deploy more than 1,100 troops to 5 vaccination centers around the country. Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says free speech matters.
When the Democrats and 11 of my Republican colleagues decided to strip me of my committee assignments, education and labor, and the budget committee, you know what they did? They actually stripped my district of their voice.
Greene was punished for spreading hateful and violent conspiracy theories. Oscar-winning actor Christopher Plummer has died. He was 91. A suspect has been arrested following a massive fire that destroyed all but the rock outer walls of a 111-year-old Texas courthouse. This is AP News. Britain's drug regulator says the coronavirus vaccines there appear to be safe.
In a statement, the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency says vaccine benefits continue to far outweigh any risks, according to its latest monitoring data. Figures show that of the 10 million COVID-19 vaccines administered, there have been 22,820 reports of suspected side effects for a rate of about 3 to 1,000 doses. The agency says the vast majority of side effects are mild and all are in line with most types of vaccine, including the seasonal flu. The most commonly reported ones are sore arms and mild flu-like symptoms. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The mayor of New Orleans says bars will be shut down, even for takeout service, throughout next week's Mardi Gras weekend in an attempt to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.